Well, I'm in a field, really. That's probably the best way to describe it. Lots of green trees around me, some sheep over in the distance, and I've got two beautiful horses in front of me. We're in Haresfield, and the lady that owns one of these horses is Julie. Now, the reason we're here is because Fran, who we spoke to on the show a month or so ago, you'll remember, has got a fear of riding horses, or more to the point, falling off the horse, because she had a couple of bad falls. So she's been working with our fears and phobias expert, Ian Banyard, and has been doing very well over the last month. So we've come along to meet Fran and a couple of her friends today, and Jake, who's probably one of the most sort of important members of the team today, who's the horse that she has been riding. Good afternoon to you, Fran.
Hello, Jo.
So remind us, first of all, take us back to when the fear for you started.
It had been coming on for quite a long time, but I'd still been doing a fair bit of riding. But every time I rode, it just got worse. I got more and more panicky. And I was riding a young horse for somebody in Haresfield, and we were cavorting down the road. And I thought, this is it. Why do I have to do it? I don't have to do this anymore. And it was such a relief to get off the horse and admit, I've lost my nerve. I can't do this anymore. I could still hear the crash as I hit the floor on the last bad fall that I had. And it just became a noise that I heard whenever I got on a horse. And you always, as a horse rider anyway, you're always looking ahead for things that might worry a horse. And I think I could just think that I was going to fall off every time I got on, and it wasn't worth it.
As you were saying, it's one of those things that you, part of it is you want to enjoy doing it, don't you?
Oh, that's right. I mean, there's nothing better than to go through the countryside on a horse and perhaps have a canter and feel the wind rushing through your hair. It's just fantastic.
Well, let's bring Ian in at this point. Now, you've been working with Fran over the last few weeks, Ian. Talk to us a little bit about some of the work you've been doing with her.
Okay, yeah. I mean, one of the key things with Fran was, as she's just alluded to, it's the way she was thinking about riding. It wasn't actually riding that was the issue, it was how she thought about it. That's true of most fears, it's how we think. Because our thinking affects how we feel. And obviously, our feelings then create behaviours that either move us towards what we want or move us away from what we don't want. So her thinking was driving how she felt. So the work I did with her was really getting her to use her brain differently and to start changing some of the ways she was associating with horses and getting back in touch with what she loves about horses.
You've talked before about changing how you feel about a memory. Is that what you were doing in this case?
Yeah, if you've got a strong memory that you've associated something to, we act as if it's the real event, but it's not. It's a stored sensory echo of what happened. And there are great techniques around today that can enable you to recall a memory and change it. So because it's stored in your brain, in your neurology, all you have to do is sort of go back into the memory and then say, well, what if I put a bit of this sensory information or this? So it's kind of like imagination and dreaming about a memory. And when we do that, we change the neurology. So you can almost change your history. Well, actually, people do it all the time. You know, I grew up with three sisters, and when we talk about our past, we all come up with three different stories about the same event. So we can't, memories are different for everybody, and what we don't realise is we can go back and change how we remember things.
So over the last few weeks, as we said, Ian's been working with you, so you obviously are now beginning to feel differently about riding the horse.
I've even jumped a log in the woods, no problem at all. I didn't think about it at all, I just enjoyed it.
Well, that seems to be great progress. Well, you're going to have a get Jake out and go for a bit of a ride around. We said you've got a couple of your friends here. Now, Julie, Jake's your horse, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And you were saying before you've experienced some of the same kind of fears that Fran's had about horse riding, haven't you?
Yeah, that's it. I sort of fell off Jake probably 5 years ago. But, it took a good couple of years to get back to normal. And, I just go for a really short ride and say, it's going to rain. When you're nervous, they pick up on it straight away sort of thing. So it was just a vicious circle, really. He was jumping more, I was jumping more. I was just thinking, I've either got to get over this or sell him, basically. And I really didn't want to do that. So sort of Ian's helped me as well sort it out.
Well, if I go over to Olga now, another one of Fran's friends, and you've also had similar problems. You had a very bad fall off a horse, didn't you?
Yes, this was many, many years ago, but I keep replaying the same bad accident time after time. And unfortunately, I've got this lovely, lovely cob that I've had for 15 years now, but I'm simply not giving him the leadership that he needs. And as Fran and Julie have been saying, the horse picks up on what you're feeling so quickly, and all the time he's looking for somewhere to run off to, somewhere to protect me, really. So consequently, we stay doing the same